This is Nathan's Mum is Pregnant, a podcast about pregnancy, having toddlers, and gaining an identity beyond someone's mum. I share my pregnancy journey from 4 weeks and beyond. Welcome back. We are on episode 2, and I am now 5 weeks pregnant, and hopefully you are too, if that's what you want, and if that's why you're listening to this podcast. So, 5 weeks, what has happened in the last week? Now, first of all, my baby has grown from a poppy seed to an apple seed, which they seem so tiny. It always baffles me, like I can't believe how tiny they are. And then there's a pregnancy app that I've downloaded. Let me look exactly what it's called. Sorry, some of this is improv'd. Pregnancy Plus. So on that app, you can also see scans of babies at certain ages. And looking at the scan, it just seems so much bigger. And when you're looking at what's going on with the baby at that time, I don't know, it just fascinates me that it's the size of an apple seed. I just feel like there's so much going on with it, there's so much growing, like it's crazy that it's that small. But yeah, so how am I feeling? I guess the dizziness and sickness feeling is definitely getting stronger. You know, I can feel it more and more every day getting stronger. I've got past Christmas Day, which was a lot of fun. Without too many questions, my mum is like, what's going on? There's definitely something going on, you know, and all this, like, you know, there's all the suspicious questions, but I'm just playing it cool. Luckily, my family live in Birmingham and I live in Gloucester, so it's I have to drive home, so I can always use driving as an excuse, which is quite good, you know, for not drinking and whatever. So yeah, there were a few questions, but I covered it. It was all good. It was covered. So around this sort of time, I guess, is when you start thinking about telling the doctor and getting the appointments booked in. I haven't done it just yet, just because of my little worrisome mind. I don't want to jinx it too early. So I'll probably look to tell them about next week, around 6 weeks, to see if they can get me booked in for my first appointment. But yeah, like, definitely if you're thinking of telling the doctor, let them know, like, as soon as possible and get the appointments booked in. Why not? It's just how my little worrisome mind works. Now, also, my food cravings have started, and I read somewhere, because I always thought that food cravings started a little later on, but apparently they can start quite soon. And to be fair, it's not so much cravings as more of me going off food and just craving stuff to make me feel better and to not make me feel as sick. So I'm craving things like soda water. I'm desperate for like fizzy things, but I don't want to drink Coke, and I don't want to drink anything too sugary either. I don't like anything too sweet, which with my last pregnancy I did really crave sweet things. But yeah, I don't want anything too sweet. I don't mind things sour though, so I like lime in my soda water or lime squash. I like to wake up to an orange or a grapefruit every morning, and those are the sort of things that I'm craving. I've completely gone off meat now, and I've completely gone off tea. I'm just not fancying any of it at all. In fact, talking about it now is making me feel a little bit queasy. So yeah, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and thinking the same. Also, I've started crying over really silly things. So I was watching, goodness me, what was I watching the other day? I mean, over Christmas, there's all sorts of emotional things on, but I'll watch like adverts, and I listened to a song. I listened to like Last Christmas or something and ended up in tears. So yeah, my emotions are definitely running high, and my mood swings are kicking in. I'm getting moody when I shouldn't be, and yeah, I'm definitely like feeling it. Definitely feeling the hormones kicking in. Now, one worry I do seem to have, and I had this with my last pregnancy as well, is drinking in the sort of 4 weeks leading up to knowing that I was pregnant. Now, I was, obviously, the first month that we tried, I didn't really drink at all. But once I found out that I wasn't pregnant, I was like, right, well, you know, I'm not going to restrict myself too much. I will still have a drink. I also got married in the 4 weeks leading up to me finding out I was pregnant. So I obviously drank at my wedding, and I was like, I'm gonna have a little Google on this. So I Googled it and they said not to worry about it too much, but they didn't really give a definitive reason why you shouldn't worry about it too much. So I think it's more of a reassurance of there isn't anything you can do about it. You can't go back in time. There isn't anything you can do about it, so it's not worth worrying about. So if this is something that's playing on your mind, I would just say that there really is nothing you can do about it. You can't sort of turn back the clock and wipe the alcohol out. Like, it's there and it's happened, and it is just something that we have to accept. And yeah, like, it was a little worry on my mind, but actually now I've had a bit of time to think about it, and I do think that actually there was nothing I could do about it. It was a choice that I made at the time, and I can't go back and change that. However, I won't have a drop of alcohol in my pregnancy. With my first ever pregnancy, the one where I had the miscarriage, I did drink a little bit. So I drank like half a glass of red wine at one point, and yeah, it sort of put me off. I had a miscarriage at about, it was around the 12-week scan. It was about 3 or 4 days before my 12-week scan. And yeah, I'm not saying I drank loads. I had like half a glass, but it's put me off drinking in pregnancy now. So yeah, I won't touch alcohol while I'm pregnant. Also, the way I'm feeling, I don't feel like having alcohol, to be perfectly honest. So yeah, that's sort of how I'm feeling this week. Now, I'm also making a vlog where I've sort of documented my thoughts and feelings before and after the pregnancy tests, and you know, the ones where they were negative as well, and sort of handling a toddler. And it has been a lot of hard work. So over Christmas, obviously they're off school, so I have my own 3-year-old, but I also have a 6-year-old stepson, and we've had him over the Christmas period as well. And it has been very challenging having them both around, and also being entertaining and being fun and not making them bored and trying to get out and have fresh air. It has been draining, but fortunately for me, my husband is so supportive. He's so hands-on, and I do feel for anyone that's whose husband maybe doesn't do as much as mine does. He cleans, he looks after the boys, he does so much, and I am very lucky in that respect. But I can definitely tell it's being a strain on him as well to have to do more, and yeah, me just sort of really struggling to maybe get out of bed straight away, or to, especially in the mornings where I'm feeling really dodgy, to help clean or whatever. So I do really appreciate everything that he has been doing. He has really been amazing. Now, also this week, I've been thinking about if I'm going to go back to the same baby groups that I did previously with Nathan, and or if I'm going to try out some new stuff. If I'm going to do, I did pregnancy yoga with Nathan, and I did hypnobirthing with Nathan. I did baby massage. I did so much with him. I loved it. I absolutely loved all of it. But I've been thinking about I feel I need to do again or want to do again, like whether I might just do the pregnancy yoga at home, but it is also good for the social aspect. So there's a lot of things that I've been weighing up of whether I want to do it, because there is a massive waiting list for the pregnancy yoga that I went to. It is really good. But yeah, it is something I need to start thinking about if it was something I wanted to do. But these are the things that sort of keep your identity as Victoria and not just as Nathan's mum, you know, is getting out and joining these sort of things and getting to know other mums and making friends that way. Now, yeah, so I've been thinking about what baby groups I'll be joining as well. I've also been thinking about whether it's going to be a girl or a boy. And this is something that I wanted to talk about on this podcast because, to be honest, it's never been something that's ever crossed my mind. Before, when I was originally pregnant with Nathan, I did quite want a boy, but I was a bit like, it doesn't matter too much, you know, I've got a stepson, so it wouldn't matter too much if it was a girl, but I did really want a boy. However, this time around, I do really want a girl, and I don't, obviously, I just want a happy and healthy baby. Like, I 100% want a happy and healthy baby. But I do actually, I would really like it to be a girl. And I guess there's going to be some sort of disappointment if I do find out that it's another boy. Equally, like, don't get me wrong, I'm really not ungrateful, and I'm completely grateful for whatever I get. But I do think there might be... So it's something I wanted to share on this podcast anyway, because I wanted to share my reaction to finding out the gender and how it makes me feel, and you know, if there's other people like that that can relate to that as well. So I do want to find out the gender, because I feel like if I'm planning in my head that it could be a girl or a boy, that there will be even more disappointment at the end, and it would be good to find out sooner rather than later for planning and just getting my head around it. That's how I feel in my head at the moment anyway. That is something that's been going through my head. I've also been looking at names. I'm really getting into it. I'm getting into the pregnancy, which is good. I don't want to, you know, start falling away from letting myself get engrossed in it, because I can sometimes do that, especially with the miscarriage. So in terms of mine and my husband's love life, which again is so, so important to me. This is... He is literally one of the most important people in my life and in the world to me. He is the most amazing man, and I don't want him to ever feel unloved or that I'm ungrateful for anything that he does. He does so much for us as a family. So I do like to show my appreciation. However, this tiredness is really getting to me, and I'm looking forward to when we can sort of get back to feeling... In the evenings, having that time to ourselves again. I do really miss that. I don't know if he is, to be fair. I've not talked to him about it. Maybe that's something I'll share with you on the next one, if I do talk to him. But yeah, that is probably what is suffering most at the moment, is our alone time, because I'm so tired when the boys go to bed that I just want to go to bed as well. And that is another really important part to me of my life, is to have that identity outside of mum and have that wife identity of, you know, the sexy, fun wife that is really fun to be around. And I don't feel like that at the moment. But I do remember this in the first pregnancy, that I felt a bit sort of unsexy and unfun to be around, boring to be around. So yeah. And I know it passes. This time around, I know it passes, which is lucky, because I remember with my first pregnancy, I was just like, that's it. Like, he's going to fall out of love for me and he's going to think I'm boring forever. But I know that it passes and that I will be fun again. Yeah. So that's all I want to share with you today. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so that you can hear all about week 6, episode 3. Follow me on social media. I leave all my links below so you can keep up with me daily. Talk to me, chat to me. Let's share stories, and I'll speak to you all next week.